Goal 3, enhance social and emotional well-being. All students enrolled in K-12 public schools deserve access to social and emotional support that builds resilience, equity, and well-being. The objectives and strategies under this goal emphasize implementing trauma-informed practices, embedding culturally responsive pedagogy, and addressing systemic inequities in school discipline. This goal aims to reduce educational disparities and create schools where every student can thrive academically, socially, and emotionally. Why IT matters. Nurturing social and emotional well-being is essential for the success of immigrant and refugee students, who often face unique challenges such as cultural transitions, language barriers, and experiences of trauma or displacement. A supportive school environment that prioritizes mental health, equity, and culturally responsive practices can significantly improve student outcomes. Research demonstrates that addressing social and emotional needs not only enhances academic performance, but also reduces disparities in disciplinary actions, promoting a more inclusive and equitable school culture. This goal emphasizes the implementation of trauma-informed practices, equity-centered discipline protocols, and culturally affirming pedagogy to create an environment where all students can thrive. For example, schools with strong social and emotional learning (SEL) programs see higher engagement, better attendance rates, and improved peer relationships. Embedding these strategies within a multi-tiered system of support, MTSS, ensures that every student has access to the resources they need to succeed academically and personally. By prioritizing social and emotional well-being, Oregon schools have the opportunity and responsibility to address systemic barriers, reduce disproportionate disciplinary incidents, and create a culture of belonging for immigrant and refugee students. This work is critical not only for closing opportunity gaps, but also for empowering students to navigate and succeed in their educational journey. Objective 7. Decrease the disproportionate rate of disciplinary incidents. Strategies and actions. Strategy 1. Implement trauma-informed practices. Action 1A. Establish a trauma-informed team to address inequitable structures and systems. Action 1B. Connect trauma-informed concepts with pre-existing programs or initiatives, i.e. PBIS, AVID, etc. Action 1C. Provide ongoing training and support in trauma-informed principles. Strategy 2. Embed an equity-centered framework into school discipline protocols. Action 2A. Continuous improvement of multi-tiered system of support, MTSS, including Tier 1, prevention skill building, Tier 2, targeted intervention, Tier 3, crisis support. Action 2B. Develop school-wide SEL teams where students guide cultural identity development, self-regulation, social awareness, healthy decision-making, self-awareness, and relationship skills. Action 2C. Provide educators with implicit bias training. Progress indicators. Exclusionary discipline rates. Recent arrivers / migrant. Statewide. 2022 to 2023 exclusionary discipline by grade. Recent arrivers / migrant. Statewide. Source. ODE. Discipline. Metrics. Recent arrivers / migrant students experienced higher rates of exclusionary discipline compared to the statewide rates in 2022 to 23 for 7th, 8th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. Objective 8. Support culturally responsive pedagogy and practices from early childhood through post-secondary education. Strategies and actions. Strategy 1. Expand dual language immersion programming. Development of students' home language. Proven to positively correlate with higher levels of English language and literacy development. Action 1A. Recruit teachers with high levels of oral proficiency and literacy in the home language and support their acquisition of an Oregon teaching certification. Action 1B. Monitor and evaluate proficiency and literacy in the home language. Action 1C. Expand opportunities for students to attend online heritage language classes and earn an Oregon State Seal of Biliteracy. Strategy 2. Diversify the combination of languages earning the Oregon State Seal of Biliteracy. Action 2A. Expand resources to support proficiency in home language. Action 2B. Expand locally created assessments, locally administered tasks, and locally observed student performance of home language to fulfill the body of evidence or portfolio requirements for the seal of biliteracy. Action 2C. Support the solicitation of qualified users of the home language to accurately evaluate student proficiency in relevant domains of the home language. Progress indicators. 2023-24 graduation year. Number of Oregon State Seal of Biliteracy and Multiliteracy awarded. Metrics. The Oregon State Seal of Biliteracy and Multiliteracy was awarded to 263 ever-recent arriver students and 461 migrant students that graduated in the 2023-24 graduation year.